Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today, and hopefully your day's going well. There is a prayer request that I have that we want to pray about. Rosa, which runs the phone lines for me on a regular basis, called me just a while ago, and she won't be able to be with the show. There's some personal stuff going on with her right now, and she really needs our prayers right now, guys. And, you know, a lot of us have been at the bottom, you know, where it just doesn't feel like things are going to turn around and where there's no hope. And unfortunately, that's where Rose is at the moment. And, you know, I've been there. And like I said, a lot of us have been there. And so we know how it feels. It's no fun to be there. And so let's go ahead and open with prayer right now. And, remember Rose and her son in your prayers, and I know that she would appreciate it, and I know I would appreciate it. So, okay, let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll open the program. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen, and that sometimes you're working behind the scenes for us, but sometimes we lose that hope, we lose that direction. And right now, Rose doesn't know where to turn. And Father, Mother God, I just pray right now, wherever she is, that you would just touch her and surround her with her angels right now and minister unto her and let her know that everything's going to be okay, that everything's going to work out. But when we're right there in that bottom place, it's hard for us to see that. It's hard for us sometimes to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And Father, Mother God, just help her right now and help all of us that might be in that same place right now today that we're having a hard time seeing. We're having a hard time believing. And Father, Mother God, you call it faith for a reason, but sometimes it gets tough and sometimes it gets rough for us in these human forms to continue to believe that things are going to work out. But I stand in that place today for Rose and for everybody else, and including myself. I believe that things are going to work out for us. And there are better days ahead. We just have to hang on. And Father, Mother God, right now I ask that you would help me become that vessel that you always use on this program and help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel. And Father, Mother God, right now I turn my focus to my listeners. I ask that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs they have. Father, Mother God, that you would meet those right now. Father, Mother God, I pray for the archive listeners that listen to this program archive, and I ask that you would help them in their situations in this very moment in their lives as well. And Father, Mother God, surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. If you would like to call into the program, I will tell you, there are 11 people ahead of you, but if you would like to call in, it is 347-327-9316. I'll do my very best to get to your calls. I am doing general readings today. What that means is I will be pulling three cards for you from my very first deck of cards, and which were by Doreen Virtue. They're Healing with the Angels, and they were my very first deck that I used. And I think that sometimes it's okay to go back to basics. It's okay to go back and remember where we were and where Spirit has brought us to. And Spirit's done amazing things in my life. And sometimes we forget those things. We forget, those places where Spirit has brought us from. And I think it's okay to remember those. The card for the show today is the Harmony card. And, that's where Spirit wants us to find that balance in our lives between the physical and the spiritual and find that place of harmony where we can balance. And a lot of times we're having a hard time finding that place. We're having a hard time finding how to balance, especially in these new energies. We've been in brand new energies for a couple of years now. And a lot of us are still struggling to find that balance, to find that harmony, how to work with them. So, don't be so hard on yourselves right now. Just be gentle with yourselves. If you're having a hard time, that's okay. You're having a hard time. You'll get through it. That's one thing I keep telling myself. I have good days and I have bad days. And when I have those bad days, I go, I've been here before and I've got through it before. So I'm going to get through it again. But sometimes it feels like day after day after day after day after day of nothing but trouble. And it's a little hard when you're under the gun to, have that faith, to know that your angels are going to work with you, that they are going to be there with you through every situation and every circumstance. Okay, let's go ahead and get some people on the phone with me. How about we start with, I'm going to give you some direction because, like I said, I don't have a helper today. So when I say hi to you, it would help me a whole lot if you would say hi back and say your first name for me, please. So let's start with 256. Hi.
Hi, Michael. My name is Kimberly. How are you?
Kimberly, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I want to expand or develop my psychic or my mediumship gifts, and I just want to know, how do I start doing this? What's the best way for me to do this?
Okay. Best way for you is through meditation and trusting yourself. You know, when I first started, you know, I questioned myself a lot, you know, second-guessed myself a whole lot. And that's what I feel like is happening with you. You're second-guessing. You know, you're picking up something, but then your mind goes, are you sure about that? You know, and so what I would do is definitely meditation. And it really, any, you know, working in the spiritual realm takes trust. You know, it takes trust in yourself and in the spirit. And just, you know, it's okay to try the spirits, you know, to be sure that you're talking to the right energy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, definitely see things working out for you. I got a card that I want to focus on in front of me, and it's the new love card. And I really feel like it pertains to your, you know, your awakening process right now that you're going through. You know, I feel like that this is a fresh start for you. So I would just continue to move forward through meditation and stuff like that. Let me pull one more card. And a lot of blessings are coming your way as you go out of this year and into next year. I really feel like that your gifts are really going to start popping. You're just going to, you know, just going to be picking up stuff right and left. That's what I keep feeling. Okay. The other thing that I would tell you is, do you know your spirit guide?
No, I don't.
Okay. You need to work with your spirit guide. So the first place to start is, let's get you acquainted with your spirit guide. Let me see if I can help with that by getting a little bit of information about your spirit guide, okay? Because a lot of work, we work with our spirit guides. We work with our angels or whatever we believe in. Let me see if I can get any information about your spirit guide really quick here, okay?
Okay.
Your spirit guide is Amel. And he's using the name Anthony or Atonal or something like that. It's like Atonal. His name is Atonal. I don't know what that means. I was interpreting it as Anthony, but he keeps saying Atonal or something like that. So I would try that. If that doesn't work for him and for you, he'll tell you. They don't get hung up on names like we do. They don't have those ego problems, so they don't get hung up on the name things. But, you know, just ask your spirit guide to help you with your gifts, and he will, okay? All right. I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I helped. All right. Thank you.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to like I said, you know, you don't know what you have until it's not here, and I appreciate Rose so much because she keeps things running pretty smooth for me. So let's go with 720. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help you today?
I am hoping that you can let me know. You know, I'm looking to start a business, and I am trying to find the location that I want to get, you know, to start everything out. And I'm wondering, can you see, like, directions, maybe north, east, south, west, where I should be looking, or any cities that might come up for you?
Okay. All right. Is this going to be like a home-based business?
Yeah, it's actually like doing the wild, natural permaculture garden, you know, eventually with floral essences, essential oils. So I'm kind of trying to figure where.
Okay. They're telling me going west.
Okay.
So that's where I keep hearing west. So I would look in that direction, and I feel like that something will pop up for you. I really feel really good about this business. I'm going to go ahead and pull a couple of cards here. But I really feel, yeah, the dream card is popping up here. So this is part of your dream, part of what you want to do, part of your calling. So I would continue doing that. And also, it's going to be an opportunity for you to make new friends. I got a friendship card popping in. So, you know, as this business develops, and I really feel good about this business. I really feel like that next year is going to really prosper. You know, there's going to be challenges with any business. There's challenges. A spirit can help you through. And the location is going to come to you through meditation or prayer, because I got an answered prayer card in front of me. I would definitely just keep moving forward. I don't see really any hiccups for this business, but I would look west. I keep saying west.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I'll keep praying for Rose also.
All right, yeah. She's in a very difficult place. You know, a lot of us have been there before, so just continue to pray for her. I know she'd appreciate it. All right.
I sure will.
Thank you.
You guys take
all
care.
Right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's move on. Let's get some calls done here. 929, you're on air with me. Appreciate you calling in. Your name, please.
Hi, Michael. This is Maribel.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Well, I was wondering about relationships, if there was anything coming up.
Okay. I don't feel like that there's anything coming up this year, because we're at the end of – in December. So I wouldn't see really anything popping up right now. I would see, you know, it's weird thinking that this is the end of the year. I mean, I would say very early part of January, you know, it looks like somebody's popping in your path right as the new year begins. Because I keep hearing the new love, word. From my spirit guide, I keep hearing new love, and so that's an amazing thing for you. So I would continue to move forward. And what I would do, you know, with this month here in December here, is I would really look at, you know, if there's any strings to old relationships, you know, unresolved issues, anything like that. And, you know, be sure all those out of the way as you start a new year. But I really feel like the new year for you is going to be amazing. Not just in love that's coming into your life, but also as business and things like that. So are you in school? Why would I see school with you?
Yeah, I'm attending school. I'm in, like, my third year of college right now.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
Oh, currently, I'm in my third year of college, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Because they're saying that you need to buckle down a little bit with school. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, things are going really fast now.
Yeah, right. And so, yeah, you know, just don't get overwhelmed. You're pretty smart, so don't get overwhelmed with school. You're pretty smart. You don't give yourself enough credit for that, but you're pretty smart. That's one nice thing I get to see. I get to see you as Spirit sees you, and so you're very smart. You know, keep moving forward, and let me go ahead and pull a couple cards really quick here. Surrender and release, I think that card is talking about, you know, like any past relationships like we talked about just a minute ago. And then the next card is finding balance. I think what that means is, you know, between your education and as a new love comes in here, be sure that you find that balance, that neither one of them gets, you know, unbalanced here as you go into next year. Okay?
Okay. All
okay.
Right.
Hopefully that helps. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Definitely.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's move on to 765. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, Michael. This is Margie.
Hi, Margie. I thought it might be you. I don't get
yeah.
I don't get a lot 765 numbers for some reason.
No, I know.
So
I'm unique.
So you are unique. You are.
Yes.
You're very special. So. So, how can I help?
Well, just pull some cards. Just see what the angels have to say.
All right. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to shuffle them here, and. Let me shuffle them one more time here.
Okay.
Has your day been going okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just felt like a little bit of wobble energy when I was shuffling the cards, just a little bit, maybe a little bit unsure or off balance about something.
Yeah, that could be. That's very possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the other thing I keep hearing with you is the healing is coming. I know that you've had some knee surgeries and some things like that.
Yeah, that's always on my mind.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like that's a major concern right now for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to get any better? Is that going to stop being an issue? And
yeah.
And the one thing that they're telling me to tell you is to have patience. They definitely are healing. But, you know, you're impatient at times. And I don't need to, you know, because you've been, you know, like sitting down, not being able to walk around as much and, you know, things like that, not being as active as you normally are.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're saying is have patience. So go ahead and pull some cards. The nice thing is, as you go into next year, we're going to focus on next year.
Okay.
As you go into next year, I really feel like you're going to come into a place of peace. And the other thing is that they're telling me that I know that it might be cold where you are already, but
mm-hmm.
they're telling me that you need to get outside if possible. If nothing else, just go out and sit out on the porch or, you know, out in the backyard or something.
Mm-hmm.
Got the nature card that's telling me that, to spend some time outside. And outside, you're going to also feel the angels around you ministering unto you. Have you been having a lot of dreams lately?
every once in a while, but I don't usually remember my dreams.
You don't remember? Okay. I would pay attention to them, because I really feel like that there's a lot of dream work going on while
mm-hmm.
you're sleeping. A lot of people travel in their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do a lot of work. I've noticed in a lot of my dream life in the last few weeks, a lot of spiritual work taking place in my dream life, you know, resolving some issues that I've had with people. And so just pay attention to. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you remember your dreams?
I do. I did at the time I wasn't, but I do now. Yeah.
Huh.
And I don't remember every single dream, but I do remember highlights, especially the ones I've been having lately. Like I said, there's a lot of healing work going on in them. And even with, you know, sometimes I'm having a dream and I'm thinking, man, I thought I had that resolved, but I guess I didn't.
Okay.
so some of that stuff going on. But next year holds a lot of new beginnings for you. I got the new beginning card in front of me. And so there's a lot of new beginnings. I also feel like that somebody's coming into your path next year. In like almost a romantic sense, it will build. I would feel like more. I feel more on that towards the end of the year, maybe around maybe October, November, where they would come into play. But you're open to that if that happens.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course.
So, but I feel like that's what that new beginning card is talking about. You know, you've been alone. I think you've been alone long enough
in your
life. And I really feel like that Spirit's getting ready to bring somebody really positive into your path. Because you've had some unpositives in the past.
Yes, I have.
I think we've all had those.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, but... you're going to have nothing but positive things happening for you next year. So next year looks like a really good year for you.
Well, good. Well, I hope the same for you, Michael.
Yeah. So you might call me later if you want.
Okay. Today or?
Tomorrow. Yeah, try tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm thinking this evening probably wouldn't be good.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about going somewhere right after the show. So,
yeah.
It wouldn't be good. All right. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow then. All right.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
256, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in.
Hello.
Hi, could I have your name, please?
Wanda.
Wanda? Okay, I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you, Wanda?
I was going to see if you could pick up something on my job and on finances.
Okay. Are you working at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Are you considering changing there? Because I keep seeing change in your job. Maybe in the position that you're in, or no. They're saying that you're changing jobs. Is that okay? Because I keep seeing a new job opening for you.
I guess there's a new job, but I haven't considered changing or anything. Just going to see how this one is still going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that this one is it will be coming to a close, like next year for some reason, and then something else popping up for you, where your finances are a little bit more. I feel like that the new job, and it could be with the same company, because I keep seeing that it could be with the same company, but maybe working in a different environment or a different position, but there is an increase. But there is an increase in your finances. Looks like about later January, early February, where there's an increase in your finances. Your financial situation really starts balancing out for you next year, where you're not. A lot of times people are living from paycheck to paycheck and struggling a lot right now. Our financial situation in our country still is a little wobbly. But as far as your personal finances go, I really feel like that as you go into like February looks like that month that things really start changing for you financially. And that's what I feel like this new job or new position or whatever, I keep seeing this new thing also is popping up as well. So I would, just trust Spirit on that. But your financial situation next year looks like it's balancing out. And then as you go into 2015, I really feel like you have a nest egg financially where you're not going to be pressured so much financially as you go forward.
That'd be nice. Oh, I have a court case coming up on the 19th. Do you see me winning that court case?
On the 19th?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be delayed. For some reason, I feel like that they're going to postpone it for some reason. A lot of times they do that. I feel like it has something to do with the judge in this case. But when it does get to court, I do feel like it will be in your favor.
Okay, and this is an estate sale, so I just can't see him delaying it.
Yeah. Yeah, because some things can't come up, but when it does get to court and finally gets said on this, I do feel like it'll be in your favor. Okay, that also
thank
could
you.
Help. I feel like it also could be helping with the finances as well. So, all right.
Yeah,
so,
bring my finances back. We get the house back to sell it. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. I appreciate calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go ahead, and we're going to put on a song really quick here. And how about we put this one on, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Valley Mountain.
How many of you need that? How many of you right now listening to my voice are at the end of the rope that you need peace? That you can't handle one more thing? Close your eyes for a minute, please. Just close your eyes with me. Father, Mother, God, I need peace in my life right now. I need peace where it seems like there's only storms. I need peace right now in my finances and every area of my life. And I speak peace into my life right now. I speak peace into everybody listening to my voice right now. I speak peace into their situations. I don't know their situations on a personal level, but you do. I know some of them, but I don't know all of them. But I know one thing, that you want us to have peace. You haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. And that's what I speak right now into every life. Peace. Into every situation, peace. There's no situation bigger than you. And I thank you for that. And I say namaste. And I say amen. You can open your eyes if you want. And let's go ahead and take some callers. 985, I appreciate you calling in and your patience. How can I help?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I just want to see if my spirit guides can tell me anything that I may be going in the wrong direction with in my life at this time. I am having financial difficulties and romantic difficulties also.
Okay. So in both of those areas, you're having some challenges right now. So, you know, I like to use the word challenges than better than difficulties. Difficulties to me sometimes can be a little overwhelming. So I try to bring that word down a little bit where we have some hope. But I feel like in both of those areas, I will tell you, I didn't get your name though. Could I get your name, please?
My name is Lee.
Okay. I feel like in both of those areas that you're going to see some improvements as you go into next year. I feel like December is still going to be a little bit challenging in both of those areas. But I feel like as you go out of this year and into next year, I really feel like the first improvement you're going to see, I believe, is going to be in your relationship. I feel like that there's going to be a change in that in a positive direction. There might be a new person coming in as well. I don't know if, you know, or there could be some new love coming to this relationship, but all I keep hearing is newness as you go into next year with your relationship. And as far as your finances go, it looks like you should see improvement in your financial situation as you go into February. Looks like late February, early March, you should see some positive changes in that direction. And then the rest of the year looks pretty good financially for you in 2014. Like I say, you're still going to have some struggles this year, but nothing that Spirit can't help you through. But next year looks like it will calm down with your finances. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick on this. Let me be sure that I'm on the right. Yeah, and the very first card I got is the Power card. So really, as you go in the next year, I really feel like that you're going to start taking back your own personal power and really stepping into yourself. And then as you do so, you're going to have truth and integrity as the next card. And the next card is focus on the future and focus on your dream. A lot of times we get hung up by our past so much, and I think what they really want you to do is focus on not your difficulties, but on your blessings and the things that you've already have gone through. A lot of times we forget those things that the angels had already helped us through. And so I think they really want you to remember where they've already got you from and where you're going forward. Okay? Well, hopefully that helps.
Yep. I understand that. And I have already started going through positive changes personally because in the last 3 months I've lost 44 pounds.
Awesome.
And trying to get my health under control and stuff. So
right.
A lot of it does make sense that, yes, it will turn toward the positive instead of the negative. So I really appreciate that.
No problem, yeah. And you know, that's amazing. You know, the weight loss, that's amazing. And you should pat yourself on the back. That is something that really has helped your health. Because you were headed for some health issues if you hadn't got that off. So
you're
doing really good. So hang in there, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let me go ahead and tell you how to get hold of me and how to set up a reading with me. You can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.com. If you'd like to make a donation to this program, and would like to continue hearing us here on Blog Talk Radio, which I hope you do, you can make a donation by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net and make a donation over there. And all the money goes to continue this program moving forward. All right? So let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the Skype call. 111, you're on there.
Hi. Hi, this is Rondrea.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I just want to know about, I know you said I'm going to be approved for SSI. Do you know I'm going to get a check start coming in?
Okay, let's see. Could you say your name one more time, your first name out loud for me?
Rondrea, with an R.
Okay, thank you. It's a beautiful name, by the way.
Thank you.
No problem. You got really good energy. As far as the check goes, I'm going to say looks like February. There's a possibility that it could be in January, but that's a little iffy to me. So I'm going to go with February. I feel more comfortable as a reader going with February, but I did see some changes in January, so that there's a possibility that it could come in January. I'm hoping that it does because you need it to start coming in. But like I said, there's a lot of confusion in January for some reason on this. So as a reader, I'm going to be more comfortable going with the first part of February.
Now, when you say changes, does that mean it can be denied or something, or?
I don't see it being denied, but there is some confusion around it in January. We're going to pray that that confusion doesn't stop it from happening, but there, I don't know exactly what's causing that. I can't give you an answer on that because I don't know what's causing that. But there's just a lot of iffy feeling to me in January for this. But I don't see you being denied. I do see you this going through for you. And so, but like I said, I see a check more comfortable going with February. All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Yeah, a lot of times with, you know, cases like that, there's so many people involved. There's so many variables. And you can just not be so sure. So I wanted to try to be as accurate as possible on this. So I would go with February on that. 856, you're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I know my energy is changing for the better each and every day, for like relationship and trying to get that job that I want. Whatever you can pick up that's coming my way anytime soon, next month or
okay.
two.
Okay, could I get your name, please? I didn't get your name.
Sure, it's Rosemaria.
Okay. Could you say your name one more time for me, please?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Okay, thank you. All right. Oh. Is there a relationship you're in now? Why would I see...
Love relationship? No, but like a friendship.
Okay,
right
like
now.
A friendship. Okay. Is there some confusion is there some confusion around this relationship you're in now?
Meaning in what way?
Because I'm feeling like that you want it to develop into something else.
More, eventually.
Okay, all right. I feel like it will move into that eventually. It's going to take some time. And it's going to take some patience on your part with this other person. But
you hit that on the nose.
Right. Yeah, because I just feel like that they're very iffy sometimes. You just cannot read them. You know, they're like all over the place at times. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Like I've been trying to get a hold of them for the last 4 days or something. And it's like, like you want to choke
your
butt. I won't.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, it's a little hard to choke them if you can't get near them. So, but yeah. I've been in relationships like that. I understand that totally. I think everybody listening to me probably had one of those relationships one time or another. But I really feel overall with this relationship, let's get serious for a minute. overall with this relationship, I really feel like that this is it. You know, I feel like that this is the person that you're supposed to be with. And I think you feel that too. And that's why you stick
yes.
with it. You know, through all
yes.
the chaos, through all the nonsense. I really feel like that you feel that. And I will tell you, as soon as you started talking about this, I got like soulmate energy here. And so I you know, I would keep moving forward with this. I only see positives. You know, the one thing, you know, they can't commit all the time. It feels like right now they cannot give you what you need right now. That doesn't mean that they can't do that down the line, okay? But right now, I just feel like that they're off in their own little world or whatever and stuff like that. Have you been dizzy lately?
Been sick, like upset stomach or like a cold, like, you know,
okay.
time, weather change and stuff like that.
Yeah, because while I'm talking to you, I'm getting really dizzy. It's like... So you might pay attention to that, and I hopefully you don't get dizzy like I'm feeling, because I feel all wobbly.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Okay. So
I've been doing
that
for the last couple of days.
Yeah, you might keep an eye on that, because as soon as I started talking to you, it's like I'm boating onto my chair almost. Okay, so you might just pay attention to that and keep an eye on that. Okay, but as far as your relationship goes. You're gonna do good next year, okay?
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, let's... Okay, let me breathe for a minute. We're running down on time, too. So let's go ahead and try to get some of these calls out of the way. 719, you're on air with me. I appreciate your patience. You've been waiting for a while. Hi.
Hi, this is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
I'd like to see what you pick up. My car is like 15 years old, and I'm hoping to get a new-to-me car, not necessarily like a new one, but just new to me. And also
okay.
I wanted to see what you pick up around relationship, if
okay.
I have a soulmate maybe coming in at some point.
Okay. Spirits got a question for you. Why do you just want a car that's new to you? Why don't you want a new car? You need to dream bigger. Is what Spirit's saying. So why not a new car? You deserve a new car.
Just because
so why not?
So crazy expensive.
Yeah.
That's why I,
yeah.
you know, it's like
yeah, yeah, yeah. But Spirit can provide, and in miraculous ways. I've seen people just get cars, and you know, and finances be there. You know, so I think what Spirit's saying here to you is not to limit Spirit. Okay, you know, a lot of times we do ask those kind of questions. I ask those kind of questions. I got a car right now that is just sitting because it's been broken for a while, and so you know, so I have those questions too. But you know, we have to dream bigger. I think that Spirit wants us to dream bigger. I do see a new car for you next year. Looks like about February, where a car would be popping into your path. Now that could happen quicker. You know, I'm hoping it will happen quicker, but I'm going to be more comfortable with February. As far as your financial situation goes, I feel like that's improving as you go right into next year. I really see a lot of more improvement with your finances. You will have the money to get you a different vehicle and stuff like that. So,
okay.
You know, it might not be brand new, but I would say the car you're going to get is either going to be 2014. It won't be any less than a 2012.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's going to be in that range. It's going to either be a 2012 or 2014. It's going to be one of those cars. Yeah.
Well, I would like a new one, obviously.
Because you need a dependable car. You need dependable. That's something that you need, and not just in cars, but in relationships as well. You need dependable, because I keep hearing that word. Does that make sense to you as far as a relationship goes? You need you need somebody to be there for you, and that's what I really feel like is coming into your path. So I feel like 2014 is going to be a blessing for you. So just keep moving forward. Okay.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, and you have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, let's move on. I think we can get these calls done. We got about 8 minutes. 520, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello. Okay.
Oops.
Moving on to 718. Hi. Hello. All right. Nobody wants to talk to me so far. 678. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Susie.
Hi. I guess the other calls didn't want to talk to me or something happened. So how can I help you?
Well, I want to talk to you.
How can I help?
Just wanted to say hello and see how you were doing, and I'll be praying for you with whatever's going on for you in your life.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, yeah, remember Rose. She's having a rough time right now, so
I will. I will definitely do that.
Okay. Let me pull a card really quick for you, and then I'm going to move on. But the focus card, keep focus on your dream. I feel like that you're losing focus a little bit. So it is going to happen.
Yes, I am. I'm very discouraged right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I could tell that. Refocus. You know, step back a little bit, regroup, refocus. That's what I keep hearing. Spirit keeps saying, move backwards a little bit, refocus, and, you know, get it. You know, sometimes we're too close to the situation, and sometimes we need to take that step backwards to really see what's going on. Spirit's working on your behalf, I know that. I still see everything being on track, but they're telling me that you're losing focus a little bit. So try to regroup a little bit, okay?
I will try to do that, Michael, and you try to hang in there too.
I will. I think we're all hanging in there. That's a good thing. We're still here,
yes.
So that's a good thing. All right. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, keep the faith, Michael. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk to 620. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, you're on air.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're on air. How can I help?
I just want to know if Spirit has a message for me.
Okay. I think I know who this is. Could you say your
Probably.
Name, please?
Probably. Jenny.
Jenny. All right. I appreciate you hanging in on the phone lines.
Thank you.
The one thing that I would tell you is just, hang in there. And the one thing that you need to do right now is all these emotions, because you got all, it's like you're on an emotional roller coaster right now. You have, up and downs, ups and downs, and a lot more downs and ups right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what Spirit's saying to you, Jenny, is hang in there, okay? And it will get better. And the one thing is also, as these emotions rise up, just be in that emotion, be in that moment. You know, it's okay if you're having a bad day. You know, you don't have to – the one thing that they're telling me is to be genuine. You know, if you're having a bad day, it's okay. A lot of people around you understand what's going on right now with you. I mean, you've had a major loss right now. And so, I feel your mom around you a lot. And she keeps telling me she's around you. But it's not the same as, having her in physical form. But she is around you. And she wants you to know that. She's aware of every situation, everything that's going on. And she keeps telling me for you to move forward, literally to move forward, and just trust your angels around you and just hang in there, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You hang Thank
in
you
there.
Very
Take
much.
Care of yourself. No problem.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's. I think we can squeeze another call in really quick. 909, you're on air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want, I know you, just a general reading. Hi, Michael.
Hi. I know who this is, but could you say your name really quick?
Yeah, this is Carol. Hi. Sorry, I was on speaker.
Hi,
I was
Carol.
Trying to get off speaker.
Oh, no.
Hi.
No problem.
By the way, happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Yeah. I can't believe that we're at the end. I mean, this is the end of the year almost. I mean,
I know.
It's just crazy.
Unbelievable. I know. It's gone so fast.
The manifestation card pops in here telling me to manifest your future, keep drawing those things to you that you want, and meditation time will help you with that. Got a meditation card, and then the answered prayer card. So what you've been asking for is there. So what you need to do is manifest that, draw that to you, because I got a card. I got a manifestation card to begin your reading, then I got an answer prayer card at the end of your reading telling me that all you have to do is ask, and then it will be there. So does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That's wonderful. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
I appreciate you,
yes.
you calling in.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And my last call of the day comes. I got everybody on. That's amazing. 520, you're on air.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Well, you got to hurry up because for some reason she's counting me down. So how can I help?
Okay, Michael. I just sent my application in to apply for a job, and it was online. And that was, I did that, I think it was yesterday. It was just, you know, a real little bit ago.
Okay.
Do you see that as a positive?
Yeah, that's a definite positive. I feel like you have that.
Yahoo. I used to work for them, and they told me to reapply at this time, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you have this position, so, all right.
Thank you. Oh, and, Michael, I'm sending you good energy.
All right, good. Thank you. I need it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We are about to go off air, so you guys have a great day. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you for listening.